Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Your team, the best team in the land. It's the best evening show you could ever be a part of. Make sure you tap in. It's your boys and girl from the Eggs, Grits, and Ignorance family. Hey, remember, you can find us on all podcast platforms starting tomorrow morning, but you're here live with us on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, on our Instagram, Grits, the letter N, Ignorance. Go ahead and tap it to us all day, every day. We got you everywhere. There's no place you can miss this show. All day, every day. Go ahead and tap in. Make sure that we get you what we get you. And I got the best team in the land. It's your boy Yoshi, a.k.a. Pappy Mason. If you don't know, now you know. Go ahead and look him up. I'm bringing into the show my boy Evie, a.k.a. Big Kid Envy underscore Chops, a.k.a. Gangster and a Gentleman. What's happening, my good brother?
I will survive.
You will survive? Hey, you said you wanted that throwback music today. It's Throwback Thursday.
Hey, you threw it back to my mama era.
Hey, shouts out. Happy birthday, moms. Birthday was a couple days ago. We forgot to mention it last week because actually I think it was like Friday, right?
The 19th.
So happy birthday, moms.
Yeah, that was like a Wednesday or so.
Let's get Bonnie here so she can say her happy birthday too. Bonnie, what's happening, mama?
What's good?
You know, this vibe music
to
here.
IG.
Shout out to IG. Everybody paying tapped in on Instagram, man. Grits the letter N, Ignorance. Hey, simply the best, because we are simply the best.
I like Simply's lemonade.
Is your mama, aka, searching for booty to butter? Oh.
Wait a minute!
Hey, mama didn't post that booty butter. Yeah, mama posted that booty butter on her birthday. She said, on mama's birthday, she said she's looking for some booty to butter. Happy birthday to her.
Mama, I got mine at the mail today, so.
No comment.
I'm going to butter my booty.
Oh, okay. It is. Okay, Vaughn. Yeah, it is. Okay. And there it is. Tis it is. Hey, Tremaine, thanks for tapping in. What's going on, good brother? How you doing today?
What's up, Tremaine?
Oh, man. Tremaine, on the road and this. Listen, let me tell you something. The weather, in case you're wondering what I'm doing, that tequila shot I just took slipped out of my hand and went every fucking way. I hate turning on my heat in the daytime and my air at night. My air in the morning and my heat at night. I hate that shit. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Okay. I was about to say, where you living?
I was like, I'm a thug. I'm a thug it out. And I was in this bitch, like, cleaning my room, and I was sweating. I was like, this shit ain't right. Let me turn on the air. Now the sun done went down. It's about to be cold in the motherfucker. This goddamn South Carolina shit.
You know what you need?
That's how the seasons, you know, change like that.
You know what you need to help you prepare for your days? Jeff's weather report.
And let me say this. And Jeff, I say this with love. I say this with love. Fuck you, Jeff. I can't get my weather right because our weatherman ain't been here.
We ain't getting no weather. We ain't getting no weather report. Yeah. We ain't had the heat miser, the dirt miser, the wind miser.
The prayer warriors, we had nothing, man. Jeff, where you at, nothing? Jeff?
Nothing.
Jeff in the closet.
Jeff really was in the closet.
Mama Jeff. Be like, I don't know, like, uh-oh, Jeff. Actually, Jeff's on. I didn't know Jeff was on. Jeff.
Oh, you talking.
Can we get some weather?
Can we get some weather, Jeff? Can you tap in just to do the weather? If you need me to send you the link, I'll send you the link just to do the weather each and every week. We just need you on 5 minutes to do the weather because I don't know what to do. I got a hoodie on, a hat, and I got shorts on. You want me to stand up? I'll show you the shorts.
We don't know whether it's sundress season or sweatpants season.
Don't know.
Oh, it's about to be sundress season over here. I ordered me a lot of sundresses.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be some clapping going on over there.
Remember I
said
I didn't wear sundresses? Remember I told y'all I didn't wear them? I forgot the young lady name that y'all know, and we was like, we don't wear sundresses. So I went and ordered some.
Hey, man.
I think that was Eddie Griffin.
Yeah.
Eddie Griffin or Dawn, one of the two.
I think it was
Eddie
Dawn. Griffin.
It might have been Dawn. I think Eddie Griffin's name now is something.
Yo, sundresses be the shit. Man,
I don't know
the clappage you get in the sundress,
Vaughn. Thou shalt not show grandma's
clapping ton. Well, listen. You know, this is a new day and age for grandmamas, okay?
New era of clapping.
I ain't the typical grandma.
Gen X clapping is good.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go ahead and get to your top five, man, before we get too far down the road with Clappington.
Yo, Black, it's time.
Go ahead, my boy.
Yeah. So, speaking of Clappington, because we ain't never getting off that.
Okay.
It's going to be this is EB's top five.
Jeff said, every sundress should come with a tube of Big Kid Envy's booty butter. Yes, I totally agree.
I don't know about the tubes, but you can get a jar.
A jar of booty butter.
But all right, so this is the top five uses for Big Kid Envy's booty butter. So if you don't know, now you know. All right. So number five, it actually is more, it's a useful novelty item because you can use it. But it more for you to just put on your dresser and maybe even spark a conversation about it. Like, what the fuck is that? What is the Big Kid Envy's booty butter? Then you just might end up with your booty rub. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's the object for me.
That is, it's always the object. You know what I'm saying? And number four, it really will moisturize your skin. That shit works. It's quality shit. You know what I'm saying? And lovingly made in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's one of its most
unclogging pipes.
Nah. I don't know about that.
I was about to say say something real ignorant, but I'm not gonna fall into the trap.
Yeah, don't go down the rabbit hole. Don't go down the rabbit hole. All right. Number three, I like you because you know how you be seeing the people. They be, you know, just running into the store real quick, but they ankles be on some dry, ashy shit.
Yeah.
Rub this shit on your ankles, especially if you're wearing a sundress. You know what I'm saying?
Sundress dry, you know, be good stuff.
If the sun, sometimes the sundress be a little too long, so it's an astringent. It's an astringent. Bugging. It will not cure cancer. It's not an astringent.
Yeah.
But you know how sometimes you got to hike up your dress so y'all don't walk on it? Mm-hmm. Your ankles come out to get the showing, and you ain't lotion too good down there. Put some of that booty butter on your ankles and get them moisturized and keep them looking good. You know what I'm saying? All right. So number two, it's a love making beacon. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, when you get busy, life be life and work be working. You know what I'm saying? You just put the booty butter out on the bed. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So now you ain't even got to talk. You know what time it is.
Woo! Not you know what time it is.
You know what time it is. When you walk through that door and that gentleman is waiting on you with the Big Kid Envy's booty butter beacon lighting the way.
You know what this reminds me of? The Old Spice commercials. Hey. This is we'll
what the booty pipes yeah. change oil.
Yeah.
It no, it is Jeff's on drugs.
Fix his leaky pipes and oil change.
It's a bat signal for the business. You goddamn right.
And we will take on YouTube. Hello, cousin and others. How are you doing tonight?
All right, and my cousin Lydia.
LLC. Hey, send us some product, Ocean Mysticals. I don't know what you do, but send it to us, man. We'll promote it.
She be with the rocks and the
hey, send it whatever it is. I have mine
and I'm gonna try it out tonight. And I'll just let you know.
You got your booty butter?
Yes, I do.
Vaughn, I do not want
to catch it. I haven't opened it yet.
I do not want to hear about you trying booty butter tonight. I don't want to hear you trying booty butter ever. Like,
just I want to hear about that shit tonight.
I don't want to hear.
Oh,
I want to know
get tried
how
tonight.
It goes down. Because that's number lead. One. That is number one. Rub it on a nice booty.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear.
Hey, Vaughn. If you can avoid rubbing it on your own booty, that would be best, Vaughn.
Rub it on my own booty?
No,
yeah, you might have to get an instrument of destruction to rub it on that booty for you.
Oh, Dexter. Yes. I can't rub it on my. I can, but I will not.
Rub it on, you can. Hey, you. 98% of you can rub it on.
Yeah, but I'm gonna let that man do it.
He get the booty.
It's my duty. Please, that
rub that booty.
Well, nah, seriously, I am gonna try it tonight. Take me a good shower, come out.
Hey, like I said, let me know what it do, because I already know personally, because you know, I my homegirl Terica, she made this stuff and she has her own company. It's okay. Beautiful by Nature Inc. But if you see the little pun there, because she from Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Naughty by Nature from Jersey, so Beautiful by Nature.
Okay.
So she repping where she from. You know what I'm saying? And she said it's hypoallergenic, so it shouldn't break you out.
And what's the fragrance on it? Is it like a vanilla?
Know.
You're not sure.
Booty juice.
You know it's what? Booty
juice. Might be some booty juice in there.
Did we get to number two yet?
Yeah, man, we done.
Are we done?
Done. Oh, shit. Yes. We done.
My fault. I had a business call from the boss,
number two was the booty beacon.
Okay.
And then number one was rub it on a nice booty. You can't rub it on no flat booty.
You're scared of me because I do them. Oh, she does readings. Okay.
Oh, I thought she was talking about rubbing on a booty.
Rubbing on your booty. Oh, I don't know. Can we
see? I mean, I can go get it and smell it for you all. Y'all want me to?
You can. Whoa.
Whoa. Relax,
Vaughn. I said smell it. Smell
Wait
it.
Wait a minute, Vaughn.
Pause.
Wait a minute.
No, like rub it on my.
Vaughn said she need another man. I lie.
No, Diddy.
Y'all don't want
it. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Shit.
No Diddy, no doubt.
Nah. There it is.
I'm good.
All right. So, moving along. But he keeps disappearing, so we can't move along till he get back.
Right.
I'm right here, man. I pressed the wrong damn button.
I need you to get your life right together. Button.
I got my life all the way together.
The right button.
Oh, Vaughn.
Maybe it was the number one spackle. it might bless some cracks there.
Cracks with some
it might bless some cracks.
Jeff, hey. you just named the episode for right now because you know we get into these stories and it's like we don't know what's next. So, stories I got this week is crazy. So let's get into the news real quick. I got to pull up my stories. All right, there we go. EGR rundown today. All right. So now the first one, all of us have heard this story. An idiot set himself on fire outside of the courthouse where Trump's trial was being held. Outside of the trial venue for Donald Trump's hush money case, Maxwell Azeo from St. Augustine, Florida, set himself ablaze in the design protest area. New York Police Department Chief Jeffrey B. Madry disclosed Azalea entered the park, scattered leaflets, and then ignited himself with an accelerant. He collided with police barricade before collapsing, coinciding with the start of the jury deliberations in Trump jury trial. The incident occurred just before the court's lunch break at 1:50 Eastern Standard Time. Azalea, critically injured, was rushed to Well Cornell Medical Center's burn unit. Despite being alive, his condition remained grave. The act, while shocking, underscores the intense emotions surrounding Trump's legal proceedings and highlights the extremes to which some individuals are driven to expressing their decent frustration. Have y'all seen the video of that?
Nah, yes. Stupidity. I haven't.
Did you see how like Trump like looked at him and was like,
not in my name. Trump was like, no Diddy.
I didn't see that. Like that was just dumb. Like, why?
Hey, if he want his skin to grow back, he could put some booty butter on it because it got vitamin E.
The sad part about it is Trump don't care about what y'all do.
He don't give a fuck, man.
At all.
Yo, I would like to know what the point of that was, though. Like, what is the point of being that extreme? All right, so mob in the Capitol, all right, I get that. That shows some crazy shit. You know, they were trying to upset, you know, with the vote and all of that bullshit, right?
Yeah, overtake it, yeah.
I get it, you know what I mean? But setting yourself on fucking fire, nigga.
Crazy.
That is never a good idea.
That shit's crazy.
Never a good idea. Like...
Hey, Kathleen stepped in. He from Florida. What you expect?
Shit. Just hope he ain't from Jacksonville. He might be from Miami. Because we already know Miami is where all the aliens live.
In anywhere further down south of Miami. I mean, of Florida.
Is that what
it is? The further south you go, the crazier they are.
Yo, I'm telling you,
I'm
man.
Just saying. The further south you go, the crazier they are. And then you get into the island. He was like,
Last time I was in Miami, when I went on my cruise, the fucking there was a tractor trailer fire in front of my hotel room. Niggas ain't even alert us. They just let that bitch burn. Like you could have like knocked on doors and shit and been like, yo, it's a fire, you know, be careful, be safe, just in case some shit happened. They just let that bitch burn. Like, I mean, literally, like you could look out the window and see the motherfucker on fire.
Yeah. Not that. Nah, not Jacksonville. They stupid, but not that stupid. Mama right. said Trump do care about him now because he's crispy black. Hey, did y'all see where Trump went into like Chick-fil-A and bought everybody chicken sandwiches?
Here's the
crazy part. I have never been to a Chick-fil-A where the entire staff is black. Never.
It'd be like three black people.
Yeah, but in said Chick-fil-A, the whole staff was black, and he was giving out to nothing but black customers.
Can they not see what this man is doing?
Yeah, this nigga done stole tried to sell you sneakers. He giving you free chicken.
Yo, Fat Joe bought them shits.
Fat Joe's a dumbass. All right,
get them Trump ones. All
right, I'm gonna cut the music for this next story because this story actually, and shouts out to the Scumbag Lounge because this dude, I done sent them this. I haven't sent it to him yet, but I'm gonna send it to him today. I meant to send it to them earlier today, but this dude is my scumbag of the week. This dude here, the title of the story is a 15-year-old McDonald's worker left with fractured skull after 25-year-old man raises his foot waist high before stomping on her head during a brawl. In a disturbing incident on April 7th near St. Louis, a man with a history of crime assaulted a 15-year-old Araya Lynch, causing her serious injuries. Johnny Ricks, 25 years old, was arrested for assault after violently attacking Lynch outside a restaurant. St. Louis County Police reported that Ricks grabbed Lynch by her hair, dragged her across the parking lot, slammed her head into the concrete, and struck her face, leaving her with a broken nose and a fractured skull. The altercation, which escalated from Ricks and a group's disruptive behavior at the restaurant's drive-thru, was captured on video and shared on Facebook by Lynch's mother. The confrontation spilled into the parking lot where numerous individuals engaged in a physical brawl. Lynch underwent surgery and was discharged from the hospital, aiming to resume work soon. As her GoFundMe page, Ricks remains in custody with $150,000 bond, cash only. The victim's mother described the assault as life altering. This dude is a bum. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you. He's a pussy ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, scumbag of the fucking week. I like people like this, like, deserve everything that's coming to them. And I'm hoping whoever is in jail with this nigga is putting into that nigga every fucking night, every fucking day, every single second he's in that bitch. He deserves every single second of what he fucking gets. Period.
That's why I'm a fan of people carrying guns. Because I'd have shot his ass. You stomp my damn daughter like that, I'm gonna fucking murder you in the street.
First of all, I mean, where was his mind? This is a child. One, she looks younger than 15.
She does.
Yeah, she looks like much younger. I'm thinking she's like 10 or 11 or something like that. But regardless of age, he's a grown man on a little girl.
He shouldn't be putting his hands on no woman as it is.
You shouldn't put your hands on a woman, period.
At all.
Don't do that shit in front of me.
At all.
Yo, I'll tell you straight, Jackie. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if I get my ass beat. I will get my ass beat to stop a nigga from beating on a woman. And I don't give a fuck. I don't have to know you from a cup of tea. If I see that shit, I'm trying to murder you.
100%. Now you know we don't really, you know what I'm saying, we don't really get into serious stuff here, but I seen this and I was like, yo, we gotta report on this, because like, it's people out there that's like doing shit like this. Right. Tremaine said, all I need is 5 minutes. Yeah, like this.
I don't think I need five.
Yo, he ain't gonna make it out. He ain't gonna make it out. Five bullets. He ain't gonna make it out. That's some bullshit.
I'm gonna unload the clip on his ass.
That nigga's the scumbag of the week. So
yeah.
He got a lock for the year.
Yeah, he got that shit locked for the year. All right, man, let's go ahead and get into some weird news.
And why did they give him bond anyway? Like, what?
But he got 150.
It's an assault charge.
It's cash, and it's an assault charge. All of this is an assault charge. It ain't more than that.
I think once he go to court,
yeah, he don't need bond, but
now
only
thing that's not bonding is attempted murder, and they ain't charging with that. So
rent the Creed more 6 points.
That should be assault and battery at that point.
Don't let mom get the bucket. Yeah, that was just an assault charge. So you're gonna get a light bond on an assault charge. But
if she would have died, then yeah, that would have been.
I think it probably would have been even lighter if that had been a man. The bond would have been lighter. They probably maxed it out at $100,000 because it's just an assault charge. You know what I'm saying? But that motherfucker wouldn't make it to court. I'm telling you.
Yeah, nah.
How many niggas locked up got little girls? Like,
right.
And they don't have to be doing life.
Yeah, definitely prayers she didn't pass on. So right. I'm definitely with you on that. All right. So let's get into some weird sex. Just a quick A's Christian Ignorance update. Do you remember last year, somewhere around July, we talked about the Penn State University professor who was accused of having sex with dogs?
Okay. I remember that.
Well, why is this nigga facing new charges? So, former Penn State University professor Themis Masukas faces additional charges related to engaging in sexual acts with a dog in a public park. Initially accused of open lewdness, indecent exposure, sexual intercourse with an animal, and animal cruelty, Masukas now faces charges of open lewdness, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. State police obtained search warrants for his electronic devices, discovering over 50 videos depicting lewd acts in Rothrick State Forest, including one where Masukas performs a sexual act with a tree branch atop a park pavilion. Additional videos showed a man believed to be Masukas engaging in similar behavior at various campgrounds within the park, including masturbating in a lake and performing lewd acts with a Tootsie Pop. The identification was based on individual wearing the same orange and gray North Face backpack and black mask seen in the videos. Masukas, a chemical engineering professor at Penn State since 1991, was relieved of his responsibilities and placed on leave after his initial arrest. He was arraigned on Monday and is currently out on unsecured bond.
He's sick, y'all. The man is sick. He's mentally disturbed. Like, he has gotten caught time and time again doing the same thing. A lollipop? Sir, go buy you a doll. He need to be with the man that have the dolls. Like, I'd rather for him to go have a freaking doll than that.
He's a nature freak.
Oh my God.
He's a nature freak.
What are you doing with a lollipop?
Anything.
A tree branch.
This nigga.
Oh,
I can't.
I don't understand.
That nigga was getting it in.
I need to see a picture of him. I want to know what he looks like.
Hold on, let me see if I can find Masukas real quick.
That nigga's bugged out.
Yeah,
on top, he climbed on top of the pavilion to get at a tree.
A tree branch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's still a tree. I mean,
I wouldn't mind a branch.
I wouldn't mind climbing some trees, but that ain't it.
I mean, did it have a lot of leaves on it? Did it have a little bit of leaves on it? Like, was it a thick branch? Was it a thin branch? Like, I want to know.
Was it maple? Oak?
Yeah, right, right, right. Was it dogwood? Like, what is it?
What was it? Dogwood?
Like, what is it? I'm curious. I would love to interview him.
Nah, I'm good on that.
Nah, homie, that's not Masukas.
That is Masukas. What are you talking about? That's my boy.
He looked like he's supposed to be like making some Xbox games or some shit. Like,
it'd be the ones you least expect, man. I was expecting him to look different. He looks like
This is a valued member of the community right here. VP is trying to prevent forest fires out this motherfucker.
He looked like a tree humper.
He don't look like a tree humper.
I don't know. Maybe he's related to that nigga that set himself on fire for Trump. Flames for Trump.
Flames for Trump. All right.
Y'all stupid. Tree hugger. Do you think he was humping the tree to the earth song?
I like hugs.
I want hugs.
He was listening to Michael Jackson. He was listening to Michael Jackson, the earth song.
I should have left that video in our queue. Hey, let me see if I got some stuff on it. I
like that's hugs. Him. Hell shit. He don't want nothing from hugs. You but hugs. Yes.
Oh, man. Now, next up on motherfuckers who need hugs, tell me, what do you think they did?
Well, it's not
a
meth.
A lot of meth.
The face looked
Horrible. Well, yeah, they got the wrong color.
The hair isn't or purple or turquoise, whatever the color they usually wear that in their hair. So,
blue.
Maybe they're in the beginner stages of meth. They tried to rob. I don't know. It's like they probably tried to rob something.
Well, I'm gonna tell the story while I leave their picture up. This Montgomery couple is charged in a string of sex crimes, including child pornography and bestiality.
Oh, God.
William and Jolie Keene, a couple residing in Spring, Texas, initially. William was arrested for indecent exposure after allegedly engaging in inappropriate behavior around young children at a local store. He was walking around, touching himself while following around kids. Subsequent investigations led to the discovery of a child sexual assault images on his phone. Shockingly, authorities also found a video showing his wife, Jolie, involved in sexual acts with the family's dog, a Great Dane.
That's a big one.
The Keens, known for their love of animals, are now facing serious felony charges. William is accused of indecency with the child and possessing child pornography, while Jolie faces charges of bestiality. The couple's two children, ages 18 and 10, were removed from the home by law enforcement, prompting concerns about the environment they were exposed to. Neighbors, initially unaware of the dark realities behind closed doors, are now hoping for a return to peace in their community. CPS was notified, although it remains unclear whether the children are in CPS custody or with relatives. The case serves as a chilling reminder of the hidden horrors that can occur within seemingly ordinary neighborhoods.
Why is it that the only song that pops into my head is "For the Love of Money" by Bun Thugs and Harmony? But in my mind, I'm changing it to like animals. You know what I'm saying? Instead of "gotta get that money," it's like "gotta get that monkey, man." Gotta get that monkey, man.
It's usually one. You never really find a couple into the same dark shit. It's usually one that's more level-headed than the other or something.
I didn't know that's what they do.
But I didn't know. Oh my God, but she over there fucking the Great Dane.
Yeah,
she was getting bucked.
Her neck thick as fuck.
Her neck is thick as fuck.
Working dog.
Yes. Right. That's that Great Dane neck. That Great Dane.
Her neck is thick as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
Yes.
Linebacker neck. Traps. Her traps is crazy.
Hey, they are committed. I will give you that. They are committed.
Ew, I can't even think of that. That's just fucking disgusting.
It is.
Ugh, get that image out my head. Oh,
I got some images. I got some images for you. Vaughn,
we got an image for you.
We gonna get into the social media minute, and I'm gonna start you off right here. Grandma was at the skating ring getting her skate on.
Oh shit.
My bad, that's the wrong one. There we go, just the right one.
Hell no.
Let me see it again. Let me see that again. Run that back.
Run that back, Turbo. Grandma got dumps in the trunk.
And she wearing a waist trainer.
No. She fresh off of BBL.
Yes. She's fresh.
She had the blood packs and the fucking and the titty taped up and shit. Like, hey, oh listen, no.
And she got the support garment on.
She dragging. She was moving slow. She wasn't even getting it.
I wish
she would have fell.
She was sliding that bitch and turning
around. She wouldn't have hurt nothing.
Yes, she would.
She'd have fell right on that fucking 30-inch cushion she got.
Nah, because crazy. It's still tender. It's still sore.
Yo, with an ass that big, if you fell on your back, right, would you, like, break it? Because your back don't arch that much?
You're going to break something. No way.
It's definitely a no.
No.
Get the fuck out of here with that, Grandma.
Hey, get out of the club, Grandma. Get out of the club, Grandma.
Yeah, nah, that's ridiculous. And whoever did
somebody
that,
somebody get her a fucking
fire.
Somebody get her a rocking chair and a moomoo.
She went to somebody's kitchen and they did that Friday night playing spades.
She got that BBL at Dr. Brooklyn.
Hey, I was just talking about something no funny, but the casket is going to be hard to close.
They're going to lay her ass sideways.
They got
ain't no way they can lay her on her back, on her side, on her stomach.
That shit gonna have a recessed bottom.
I bet you her ass funky as fuck.
She can only wash the top.
Can you imagine get between the legs trying to walk? Hell no.
She got to, she got to go to the car wash and hit it with that rust proofing, that undercoating. You know when you go to the car wash, it sprayed bottom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That shit funny. I don't give a fuck. That shit funny.
She's a bidet for that ass.
A bidet. She gonna need to dip her ass in the ocean.
Do need a bidet. And then we had another grandma enjoying herself at the club.
Off, that's what I gotta do.
auntie.
Get it, girl.
Eat that booty.
Get it, girl.
I think she was licking that big kid Embi's booty butter off her butt.
She looked kind of scared, though. She looked a little scared.
She was trying to do it on the sly.
She was trying to see who was looking. Like, she was like, hold on, let me see who's looking for me. Let me not look like I'm doing this nasty shit. Like, she was licking her. Like, hold on. Let her run that back, Turbo.
You don't never lick a stripper's booty.
She was kissing her back and all. She was like,
she licked that fucking stripper sweat.
Yo, I would have loved to have been there because I would have been tripping on her ass all night.
I'd have been hyping that shit up. She'd have been, she'd have went home with doodle on her fucking mustache.
Then she's looking around like,
looked like her neck. She was laughing.
Yeah. Fuck out of here, yo. That shit crazy.
Now, this next one is for everybody who said they got to let that stress go. Hey, Steve. Hey, let that shit go, dog. Just let it go.
I like that.
That's what I do when I'm busting nut.
Man, you busting nut. You shaking like a darn
red
nose. You shaking like a red nose.
That's shaking like a red nose.
Nah, that's how you eat coochie. You eat coochie like a red nose.
You gonna shake it.
Shake a clip, man.
And now this last one, so I saved this. Oh, go ahead, Vaughn. What you said?
No, I was saying you're gonna be stiff after you do what you do. You'll be stiff.
Ow!
Nah, I'm gonna put on that
done. That's my alter ego song.
Oh shit!
Candy and some body butter tonight.
Oh shit.
Somebody get this girl some Hennessy.
If you're trying to wonder why we on at 8 o'clock, it's because Vaughn requested us at 8 o'clock. So Vaughn,
she's trying to be a pretzel by 10.
Vaughn,
I got some place to be, basically.
Vaughn, yes. this next video is what? This is literally what the man that you're going to see has said.
Praying before you make love is absolutely the way to go.
As I lay down in these cheeks, I ask the Lord to bless my meat. Do not let me come on pump number 8, or there will not be another date. Heavenly Father, I ask that you keep me covered. I ask that you let plan A work so that we do not need a plan B. In your name I pray.
That is
you're going to need that plan B fucking me.
If the body butter make him do all that, I ain't gonna be able to use it.
Oh shit! That man said, let me say a prayer.
The body butter make you stroke out on number 8. we can't use the body butter no more.
All right, y'all, man. We got 13 minutes. I want to run that prayer one more time, just in case those that missed it, so that you can use it at a later date.
Praying before you make love is absolutely the way to go.
As I lay down in these cheeks, I ask the Lord to bless my meat. Do not let me come on pump number 8, or there will not be another date. Heavenly Father, I ask that you keep me covered. I ask that you let plan A work, so that we do not need a plan B. In your name I pray.
In your name, I pray.
Should have prayed for strength, too. I pray for strength, right about that, Lord. Because these Viagras ain't working, and my back keep going out.
Oh, gosh. You better switch over to Cialis. You better switch over.
Got that Bluetooth.
Everybody, and the one part that a lot of people have loved, we've got some inboxes talking about our latest segment, the relationship question segment. This is where we ask some relationship questions, brought to you by the Relationship Status Podcast. Check them out every Monday and Wednesday. The first question is to you, Evie, and all the men that are watching. What's the number one thing a man has to have together before getting married?
Sex.
What?
I
know what he meant. I know what he meant, but the fact that he said has to have together, so that means we need to have this sex together.
What is the number one thing a man has to have together before getting married?
I think, honestly, financials. Definitely got to have your finances together.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say the financials.
I mean, you don't necessarily have to be where you want to be, but you got to be at least stable enough to hold it down.
Right.
100%. Because you never know when she might lose hers and you got to step up. And I know, like, but it's in a man, I know we're trying to get away from the misogynistic way of thinking, but I do think that's the thing. And stability, like Ocean, what I will say is
stability goes plenty ways though.
Not stability, but I think security. And I think security is the one thing that a man has to have together, because I think that covers all the different diasporas of it. It covers the physical ability to secure your woman, the mental capacity to be able to secure your woman, financial way to be able to secure your woman.
Definitely. Definitely got to be able to hold it down.
Yeah, you got to be able to hold it down and secure.
Yeah, especially if you going to shoot that club up.
Especially if you're going to shoot the club up.
Because you never know. Like, I my manager at work, he just had a kid. His fiance was fortunate enough to actually work all the way up until, like, her last day before she was having a kid. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody gonna make it out of that first trimester where they're not on bed rest, right, or something like that. So you gotta be able to hold it down.
Yeah,
definitely gotta be able to hold it down. And have a crib or at least a plan.
If
you got a two-bedroom apartment, you can have one kid, but you're gonna grow. So at least have a plan for more space.
Right. Hell, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily mean for one person, to be honest. Hell, I got a 3-bedroom house and this shit is too small for me.
Oh, that's because you got 972 sundresses.
Oh, I got a lot of sundress summer. Each of my bedrooms are closets. And it's like I'm running out of space.
Yeah, start wearing. See, you know what the problem is with us? We buy shit because we be like, oh, this shit dope. Then we wear our work clothes every goddamn day.
And then the weekend comes, too damn tired to be doing something.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I ain't seen an outfit hit my laundry since February.
I'll make you laugh, Vaughn. So, Kiki Banjo, that is who India goes by right now. You know, India changes the name every 60 days. Shouts out. But if you check it out, Kiki Banjo is a dope character in the book that she's reading. She shared the post that said, "Why women don't pop up to the crib naked under the trench coat no more?"
Word.
She shared that, right? And then her post was, "Cause y'all don't be having a fucking house."
I got a house.
Now, me, I'm in my crib all day, every day, man. I got my shit. The niggas I know, goddamn shit. Like, I don't know who the fuck y'all be talking to that don't have their own crib.
I don't live with my mama.
But that shit is.
I know somebody who don't.
Pop up to my crib. I said, I had a little trench coat action.
But I will say this.
I've done that before.
That shit is so nasty.
Here's the thing, in the age where people are still living off of COVID money, there's no reason why you don't got a crib. Because landlords couldn't put you out till last year. So you should at least be riding that out. At least
be able to pay your rent.
At the least.
I'll tell you, when you see that, Lord, you just gave me a memory. When you see that goddamn trench coat open.
Oh shit, nigga.
Them fucking knee-high boots on.
Come over with the trench coat, baby.
Man, she's gonna booty, have a full a layer of clothes on underneath that.
You're gonna need a plan Z.
If you're gonna have a full layer of clothes, why is you coming with a trench coat?
Nah, you got a full layer of clothes, then that defeat the purpose.
I'm a warm motherfucking car.
What y'all gonna show up in? I wanna see y'all show up in the trench coat.
I will tell you, I've done this. I'm gonna tell you a story. So I'm not gonna say how long ago it was. It wasn't recent, but it was a time.
Once upon a time.
This lady I was dealing with, she was like, I love it when you wear your Tims. I was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna come Tim's to your crib. I showed up to her crib with nothing but Tims on. No towel, no trench coat, no nothing. Drove to the house with nothing but these Tims on. That was it.
You didn't have nothing on?
Nothing.
You got out your car naked? Tims.
Nothing but the Tims. Walked to my car, got in my car, drove to her house, got out my car, knocked on her door. Nothing but my Tims.
I didn't take it that far.
100%.
I didn't take it that far, but I was close.
If you think I'm lying off air, I will let you call her and she will tell you that yes, I did.
I pulled up my gray tech suit with no drawers on. I had the gray tech suit on with no drawers. Pull up. I wish I had some warm-ups so I could pull them shits off like I was Wesley Pipes.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, let me tell you something, man. If you ain't out here living, what are you doing?
Yo, when you get that text message to say something like, it's a go.
Hold on. They right here, too. Hold on one second.
Oh, Lord. I am living safe. I am not living recklessly.
And you know it's official because it got the double sole. Oh, extra grip.
Okay. Those shoes look kind of fresh. They look kind of new.
Wear them shits every day.
I tell you, no, you don't wear them. Like, down in the South, you don't wear Tims like that. You don't wear Tims like that in the South.
I live up north and I don't wear them shits like that.
Tremaine, shut up.
Oh, shit.
Now, I'm telling you, you get that message. You get that motherfucking message.
Oh, no. Tremaine said he could tell me something. Oh,
yes, Tremaine, he can.
I'm going to call you after this.
That man.
I'm going to call you.
Hey, y'all. Hey, we might have to.
Don't let Trey pull out his silks. I done heard some thing about Trey and his silks. You know what I mean? Mm. Shit. That
man from state to state. Why you trying to tell on them? They can tell on you, too.
Mm. Shit. You tell my shit. I don't give a fuck.
That's why I did all my stuff by myself. Can't nobody tell on me.
All right, so let's ride because Facebook done tapped out on us. Instagram tapped out on us.
Nah, Instagram is still going.
Okay, Facebook is says we're having technical difficulties streaming to Facebook. All right, last question. Let's wrap it up, man. It's 54 minutes. Vaughn got some booty butter to get to. That nigga got some Tims to wear. So yo, Evie, tell the people how they can find you.
Yo, you can find me on Instagram. That's BIGKIDENVI_chops, as well as the X Grits and Ignorant page where we're streaming live. That's Grits, the letter N, Ignorance, and we out, y'all.
All right, Vonnie, tell the people how they can find you.
Yes, shout out to the Instagram. I'm excited about Instagram. So, find me on Instagram at One Vonchella. You can find me on, I think I'm on TikTok as Trevonna Lee. I need to change that.
I thought you was on there, Juicy Lips.
Juicy Lips.
The Juicy Lips. And you can always find me on Facebook at Von Lee and kicking it here with my fellas on Thursday nights.
Each and every Thursday. Oh, before we get to it, y'all, I want you to get a chance. If you get a chance to download the OWN app, the show is free. It is called The Never Ever Meets. The Never Ever Meets. I'm going to put it in the group chat. Y'all watch the first episode and tell me if it's something that you want us to cover. I'm going to put it in our, we're going to put it on social media. I'm going to Snapchat it. One of the podcasters we know, Jody the Provocative, she's on this show on OWN. And basically what it is it's people who have dated somebody online and have never met them for an extended period of time. One of the couples have dated 6 months, one 10 months, one 9 months, one 5 years, and one 12 years, and they've never met. And then they put these people for the first time. They put them for the first time in a house all together, and they're supposed to date from there. First episode was explosive, and I would like to cover this show. I would like to do a recap of the show. So, check it out. First episode dropped April 19th, which was last, I think, Thursday or Friday.
So you said that shit was called the
Never Ever Meets.
Never Have Pause.
No, okay, I got you. But the Never Ever Meet. And you can find me on social media at I am Coachy _ on Twitter, at The Ninth Wonder on Facebook. I'm sorry, on Snapchat and Instagram, and at Yoshi English on Facebook. Until the next time, y'all, we're out. Women quitting down my yard, then you got to run. Cousin Mike turn on the goal line, you the type of phone. You ain't really coming now, but I'm on the phone. Red homie, then I got to run, y'all. My son's gonna go get the chopper. Then I'm gonna go get the mat. I got guns. This ain't getting out the ride. We shooting that up, little that. Money grown, money. They got a wrong, money wrong, money. Grown, money grown, money. Then I got a wrong, money wrong, money. Pulled up brand new car, looking like you can't even afford it. Look, talking that side of your mouth, better build blood that for you. Talking hard when you know you ain't built. My squad got nothing. Your squad got nothing.